Croesar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips we usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
And I wasn't completely refreshed from our weekend in Bath as well, which was mega.
It was really
one for the books.
Yeah.
It was a biggie, though.
And if you follow us on Insta, you'll see the big face reveal, and you'll realise speaking to two mega hunks. Oh, yeah, hunks, baby. Yeah.
That's the podcast world's best kept secret. We're actually a couple of fucking dishes.
It's only because one guy said something vaguely nice. I was like, okay, that's my whole personality now.
Hey, the likes speak for themselves, mate. Our probably our most liked.
It is. No, nearly. Nearly. We had like some other ones that have gone a bit more. But I mean, the people want what the people want. They want to see two dishes.
We don't make the trends. We just follow them, okay?
I feel so hideous today. I got like an ulcer on my tongue. I'm run down. I got like an ulcer on my tongue. So I got a fat man tongue. I can't even eat my hula hoops. And I love a salted flavour hula hoop.
And you fucking buzz on a hula hoop. That's a ritual for every episode.
I generally do.
Scoff a bag of hula hoops before you come on.
I have to limit myself to how many bags I take. Because I go to the corner shop where they do a big grab bag for like £1.25. Mm. And I've limited myself now to like two a week because I used to be like, I'd go to the gym and then on the way home from the gym, eat this bag, which is like 200
calories.
Treat
myself.
Yeah. So, I know how you've been. You've been fucking shit.
And I've been with you, mate.
Yeah. No, it was the road to recovery was a long one from the weekend. It was
It was also your birthday.
Yeah, it was my birthday. So I went extra hard. And I also stupidly, when everyone else went home on the Sunday and chilled out, because that was my actual birthday, the Sunday, I was like, why the bloody hell not? I will have a couple more beers. I didn't have too much, but it just like compounded the hangover there. And Monday, I was just a fucking, like, I was a little ghoul, just fucking sat in my pants. And I was trying to watch stuff. Like, you know when you're so hungover, you can't even bloody watch anything?
You're on your phone, really, just scrolling endlessly.
Yeah, it's glazed over, no information's going in, the dog's fucking looking at me, and I'm just like, lower than him at this point. But
lower than a cur.
Yeah, lower than a mewling little quim.
I was going to go into some of these stories, but I think we need to be a bit more lively for them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We need to go have some pep in our step to recount those.
Yeah. I'll save it. We'll be a bit more energized because we actually have a break in recording until, like, for us in the real world. Mm. When you listen to this, this is like out in Jan, but we recorded this just before Christmas. And we're not recording again for like 2 weeks. So we'll be back absolutely peppered. And we've got a double.
We have holidays too. We deserve it. Okay. We deserve annual leave from this side gig.
Have you got anything funny to regale us? Are we going straight in? Because it's going to be a short episode anyway, because the thing we're covering hasn't got a huge amount of info on, but it's that's not stopped us in the past, and it won't stop us today.
Because we're ill, you know, it doesn't matter. We still turn up. We still work. We still fucking put the graft in, especially because we fucking bailed on a recording earlier this week for the exact same reason. God, I'm too tired. Do you
want
to
one of my episodes is going to be on Owain Vaud, which is like, I didn't realize how much I was going to cover for him because I was going to be a bit like, I'll touch on this briefly, but I found it mega interesting. So I thought, let's do the boy justice.
A full-fledged episode.
Yeah, so I've spent all week like writing that. I will just say one thing that might keep us, bring us a bit of joy in this fucking bleak world we currently live in. Our mate Sean told us on the weekend that when he went on a first date with someone when we were in Aberystwyth University,
I know what you're going to say. It's a good one.
Yeah, he said he walked, so he was going to meet her and they were going to go for drinks. And then he was like, oh, should we go for food? She's like, yeah, okay, fine. And so when they walk in, he went into an Indian, which is like the least romantic first date meal I could ever think of. And then when he was in there, the waiter came up and was like, okay, so what do you want? And he was like, oh, I'll have a keema naan, I'll have rice, madras, poppadoms, have some chips.
Yeah, mabuna.
Yeah, I'll have a boona, you know, like a sagaloo. And then the waiter turns to her and says, what do you want? And she says, oh, I'm not hungry. I won't have anything. And then I would be like, okay, well, let's not go for food. Let's go. But Sean was like, oh, okay, and let the food come over. And he ate that entire meal in front of her.
I can only imagine, like, her face just looking at Sean. Sean absolutely shoveling into his fucking his dinner.
Give me a pop. Do you want a pop it up? No, it's all right, love.
Yeah. So what do you do then? Scoffing.